Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Ozempic lowers the risk of major cardiovascular events such as stroke, heart attack, or death in adults also with known heart disease. And you may lose weight.
Yes, you may lose weight on Ozempic, but that's not the only potential outcome. Stories are emerging of women getting pregnant, in most cases unintentionally, while taking the trendy weight loss medication, despite being on birth control or dealing with years of fertility issues. So is Ozempic making women more fertile? And what does the drug do to unborn babies? Here to help us understand that is Emeritus Professor of Reproductive and Periconceptual Medicine at the University of Adelaide, Professor Rob Norman. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ben.
So is there evidence to suggest Ozempic is making women more fertile? What's going on here?
So, Ben, it's really important to recognise that it's not going to help the average person get pregnant. What it could do is, by losing weight, people who are not having regular periods, who are not producing eggs regularly, what we call lack of ovulation, they can start suddenly having periods again. And this is because we know that being overweight impacts the ability of a woman's body to ovulate and to produce eggs, and you need eggs to get babies. So in a group of people who are overweight, not having regular periods, who might have a condition called polycystic ovary syndrome, Ozempic, through its rapid weight loss, could suddenly help people to get pregnant.
Mm. And so in the US, there have been some questions asked about whether it should be prescribed in those situations because of the potential risk it might have on an unborn fetus. What do we know about those risks?
So the advice that we as doctors have always given to patients in the situation is that they should do lifestyle change, exercise, trying to reduce the calories and to lose weight. Now, we know that this doesn't work very well with diet and exercise, or if it does, it takes a long time. So people are using Ozempic to try and get rapid weight loss. So you do it in a couple of months. Initial animal studies were very negative about the impact on a baby that was going to be born in animals, and there was a lot of concern about abnormalities in these animals. And so all the advice is that you should not get pregnant while you're on this group of drugs. However, there has been a paper published recently looking at patients who are diabetic, which is the main reason for using it clinically, and looking at people who were on this drug and inadvertently got pregnant, and they weren't able to show an increased rate of abnormalities compared to women who were diabetic who were not on the drug. So at the moment, we're not overly concerned, but we still are giving people advice that they ought to stop this drug at least 2 months before they try and get pregnant.
Mm. And like, I think back to a situation like the thalidomide epidemic that was a drug that people thought was safe, and then it caused these horrific abnormalities, and we only realised afterwards what was going on. Is there any chance that Ozempic could be something that we look back on in the same way, or is the level of, analysis and examination around it much better and the awareness much better?
I think you're totally right, Ben, to be concerned. So there are a group of drugs we know people should not be taking when they're trying to get pregnant. So, for instance, some anti-epileptic drugs are definitely proven to have bad effects. And the fact that we can get rapid weight loss, that this is really convenient and that people start to get pregnant quickly, is not a good excuse for people to use it to try and get pregnant this way. And we've got a lot of evidence that what happens to an embryo and to a developing fetus in the womb has an impact for the rest of their life. And so I don't think that anyone should be advocating using this drug to help get pregnant. Mm. My recommendation would be that if lifestyle change is not working, that in combination with a doctor, people could go on to this drug, but using contraception, and then probably stopping it about 2 months before trying to get pregnant. One of the problems is when you stop this drug, you tend to put on weight very rapidly. So there needs to be some organization whereby you still keep your diet and exercise under control. So really, I think for women and couples who are planning pregnancy, this may have a role, but please don't use it when you're actively trying to get pregnant.
And what's your advice for women who are taking Ozempic currently and then find themselves pregnant?
Well, the current contraceptive methods are still very effective. So although there's been some evidence that being on the oral contraceptive may not work quite as well with Ozempic, I'm not overly worried by that. So I think people should be using, the woman should be using oral contraception or an intrauterine device. The man could be using a condom. And there's no real evidence that Ozempic is undoing that effect at all.
Better to be safe than sorry, I think, is the message here. Emeritus Professor of Reproductive and Periconceptual Medicine at the University of Adelaide, Professor Rob Norman. Really appreciate your time and sharing these insights on the Nightly Five.
Thanks, Ben.